Leia was glad to hear the concern in the young Jedi's voice. Luke had taken pains to emphasize that the Jedi were at war with no one but the Sith. She found it heartening to see that the message had been received. Another thwong sounded from the stern. Leia felt the Falcon slew as Han struggled to stay in control. She kept her eyes on the Skylane schematic, searching for a way to disappear into the labyrinth of dark lanes that ran beneath Fellowship Plaza. "How are those repairs holding up?" she asked.
"Not well enough to keep taking cannon bolts," Han said. "Will you guys in the turret stop playing nice and get those chase X's off our tails? It's them or us, fellas."
Han tipped the Falcon up on its side and sliced down through a dozen levels of traffic, giving both gunners clear shots at their pursuers. The quad cannons began to chuff steadily, while a torrent of color flashed past as the chase X's returned fire. A loud ping echoed through the ship when a bolt glanced off the upper hull. Then an Arcona hiss came over the intercom.
"They chase X too."
Hooli's voice grew rueful.
"The pilot didn't make it."
Incredibly, the third pilot stayed on their tail. Another hit tolled up from the stern, and Han's hands began to shudder as the Falcon went into a spin that Leia doubted was intentional. Finally, Leia found what she was looking for. "Han, there's a barge tunnel 300 meters ahead to starboard."
"Are you crazy?"
Han demanded, stuttering because the yoke was vibrating so badly.
"We can't make a turn at this."
"Then slow down," Leia said. "It's that turn or a dash across Blemmer Circle."
By the time she finished the sentence, she was pressing into her crash harness as the Falcon slowed to make the turn. The belly gunner lost sight of the target, and the chuffing of the lower quad cannons quieted. The dark oval of the tunnel entrance appeared on the right, then began to broaden into a circle as Han tried to make the turn. A collision alarm broke into a screech.
"Blast,"
Han cursed.
"We're not gonna make—"
And then they were in the darkness. A deafening shriek filled their ears as the hull scraped along the tunnel wall. A tremendous roar sounded behind them, and the upper quad cannons went quiet too. Ramud did not bother to report the crash that had destroyed the last Chase X. Han looked over at Leia, his face pale.
"What next?"
"Don't hit anything," Leia said. "Those barges are robotic. They don't use running lights, and our sensors are worthless down here."
Han's eyes widened. He hit a switch on the instrument console, and a trio of floodlight beams stabbed through the darkness ahead.
"And don't slow down,"
Leia added, still studying the schematic.
"If any of those other Chase X's come after us, we've got 10 kilometers before we have a chance to lose them."
Han squeezed the yoke so hard his knuckles grew white.
"I don't know why I let you navigate," he said. "Don't you have any good news?"
"Sure," Leia said. "Once we make it through the tunnel, we'll be 100 kilometers from the hangar."
"And that's the good news?"
Han asked.
"Really?"
It was Alana who replied.
"Don't be scared, Dad. We can do it."
Han glanced at a reflection in the viewport.
"Who's scared?"
"You are,"
Alana said.
"You're sweating, and I can feel it in the Force."
Han sighed.
"Okay, so I'm a little bit scared."
"I don't know why,"
Alana said.
"The Queen Mother told me you guys do this stuff all the time."
"We do,"
Han said, continuing to look at her reflection.
"But not with you aboard. The next time I tell you to stay—"
"Why don't we talk about that later?"
Leia interrupted.
"After we've all had a chance to calm down."
"I'm not going to calm down," Han said, still looking at Alana. "You're in big trouble, young lady."
"I know,"
Alana said, her tone as confident as it was subdued.
"But at least I'm here,